This morning, we decided to share some stories with some amazing people, and I'm actually nervous for this piece. I think it's the first time I'm actually nervous for something I'm about to share, because I think when people try to understand people, I think one of the biggest things we as personalities get deigned on every single day is people have assumptions that our lives are so glorious. But pretty much, my life is just as simple as yours. I've had hardships. I think a very bad hardship at a very young age, and I'm about to share with you my life story for the first time on radio. When I was in school, I pretty much had a life of luxury. I did. You know, like most kids, whatever you wanted, you got, right? But of course, when there's success, there's a lot of things that happen in your life. And I think during my teen childhood, something happened. And we didn't have all those successes that we once had. And I think at that point, when people start looking at you and saying, okay, fine, now you guys had everything, now you guys have nothing, look at you. That was me and my family. We had that. We had people doing that to us. And when you have nothing, when you start renting outbuildings and granny cottages, moving from place to place, your humility is at its lowest. Because now, from having a life of luxury, you don't have that. Then came my story, and my story that you would want to know about. When I was out of school, I was at a crossroad point. The crossroad point was so big and so bleak. We had no home. We had not much of food. We didn't even have much clothing. In fact, I remember myself having two t-shirts, one pair of trainers, one jean, and that was my wardrobe. That was it for Dion. That was all Dion had. And here was the next part of my journey. I had a decision to make whether I go study, and I don't even know how I'm going to make that happen because I did have a few options of how to get it done, or do I actually go and find a job and put a roof over our head, my mom and dad and my roof over my head. I did that, right? Now, this is the humble beginnings of Dion. I ended up working at a department store in Chatswood Center, right? And I used to announce all the specials in the store, right? I used to get R7.30 an hour. That's all I got. I used to get like about $50 a day. We're talking about the year 2001. Now, hear this now. Dion is very young. He was just out of school. He's trying to figure out whether I should look at all the other people around me and gaze, because I'm looking at all my other friends whose daddy's buying them all the nice cars, and I'm seeing all my friends whose daddy's lifting them up and doing all the stuff there, and I'm wondering to myself, look at me, I don't have that. But I didn't look at them and say, wow, you know, I'm jealous. No, I didn't look at that. The first sign, you have to look at yourself and say, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here, no matter what. But you can't expect it to happen automatically. You have to do something. And with my small announcing job, we ended up, my dad and I, we ended up buying a little Karcher machine, which was the one that you clean high-pressure stuff with. We ended up starting to get that and started to make money out of that. Now, I'm just painting this picture to you. Dion was just 18 years old. Dion was just trying to figure out life. Dion should be partying, but he didn't. In fact, nobody wanted to know me because I had nothing. Nobody wanted to know me because I wasn't a cool kid. And nobody wanted to know me because I had nothing to give. In fact, I think most guys, even if you were to fancy dating somebody, most girls wouldn't look at you if you don't have a car or you don't have a nice clothing or nice things to buy them. At that point, my faith was tested. And I'll say it to you quite openly. When I say faith, it's your persona inside. What are you made of? That is what it's made of. And my heart was saying, I know I'm going to make it through this. I know the story that I'm going through is sad right now. In the rain, I used to walk through taxis and buses, get to my work destination just to make sure I get the mere amount of money to put a roof over my family's head, to put something on the table to eat. And the story got better over time when I got into another radio station. And now this was like a year later. I still didn't have a car, but I was still working towards it. And this is weird. Another FM radio DJ that is now on a bigger radio station used to laugh at me. And he used to tell me, oh, look at you. You are raining, coming with an umbrella, walking through town, coming through here just to do a radio show, and you don't have a car to go home. That person, up till now, looks at me and says, wow, I shouldn't have made fun of this guy. But what he doesn't know is him making fun at me motivated me. Because my heart was saying, I will show you by God's grace and my heart right now, I will show you one day that you laughing at me will somehow bear fruit. All these mean things that people are saying to me will all bear fruit. And I promised myself when I was 21 that I would never want to be here again. I promised myself. I said, I don't have a home that I own. I don't have a big bank balance. But what I do have is a heart full of passion that I want to make this career happen. I want to. I want to do it the best way possible. Through a lot of hard work, a lot of destination, a lot of praying. And I didn't have any friends who motivated me. That's the best part. I didn't need any friend to motivate me to get to where I am today. I just needed the man upstairs, my heart, my passion, my dream, and me believing in myself alone. Today, I've managed to build, as you can see, a whole lot of love on radio. I've got a car show on TV. That was another element that actually came through. I've got great health. I've got a dad who's actually made it through 3 heart bypasses, a triple heart bypass. I had him on a deathbed when he had an aneurysm that nearly exploded. He had 2 aneurysms that were recovered. He went through dialysis a couple years ago. And at 82, he's now recovered out of dialysis. And he's come through with this. The story is, my dad has motivated me in so many ways that I can't even explain to you. Life goes on. If things are so bad, you can't look at yourself and feel sorry for yourself. You can't say, life is over. I can't make this happen. I can't do this. No, you can do this. You just got to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And if you do that, trust me, it has done amazing things for me. You can see light on the other side. Just believe in what your heart desires.